Log Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hello.
Good Welcome. Evening, Crush.
The Adult Zone. Phone Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone. I'm the Super Puffy Flirt, Mr. Crush Heart.
And I am the Black Reporter.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
Before we get started, I want to give a prayer out to those folks in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who were hit hard, I mean real hard, by those tornadoes today. I don't know how I would feel if I saw a tornado coming toward my house and everything. That's got to be the scariest thing you can imagine, seeing all your possessions whooped up like in the Wizard of Oz. So, lots of love to our friends in Dallas, Fort Worth, if we have any out there who are listening in tonight.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. More prayers out for them. Black Reporter, how you is?
I'm okay.
Everything's aesthetic?
We got okay.
Sounds good. Okay, it's cool over here.
And
everything is cool in the gang.
Okay. I was just asking how things with you.
Everything is cool in the gang. We are in the first week of the fourth month of the new year. Like,
one quarter has gone already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it looks like so far. 2012.
We're about to hit Easter.
Yeah. Easter's coming on Sunday. This Sunday, the school is going to be out up here for your spring vacation, Easter vacation.
School is already out down here.
Right, y'all always a week ahead of us. A week or a month ahead of us. So, yeah, we're going to do that. I got a lot of things going on, you know, so far for the season. I got a few parties coming up that I'm planning, putting together. We're trying to develop new shows for Phone Fantasy Radio to have. We might be doing some reconstruction again to Phone Fantasy Radio. I know y'all like, we can't just never stick to one thing with Phone Fantasy Radio. But, you know, I want to make sure that y'all stay entertained, y'all stay in tune, and y'all enjoy yourselves. So sometimes, you know, you got to regroup and reevaluate. You got to regroup and reevaluate, and sometimes changes come along with that, you know. You got to stay fresh for y'all, fresh to death, you know.
Yep.
So what you going to add to that?
I just said I try to add my two cents every once in a while, and hopefully you'll be of the right mind to take it.
Right. So, Black Reporter, speaking of you adding your two cents, you added your two cents for tonight's topic.
Yes, I did.
This is something you came up with, so therefore you're going to take the reins on it, and I'm going to co-host.
Okay. I wondered a while back whether or not, you know, back in the day, and I don't know if I'm going too far back with this or whatever, but every Friday night or every Thursday night, the ladies' night, got the club. Every Friday night, Friday evening, you went to the happy hour and hung out at happy hour. Well, a lot of us don't go to clubs anymore, myself included. But one thing we do do is that when we're in our homes, in our bedrooms, in our studies, we spend a lot of time on the computer. Because the computer takes the place of the local watering hole. I'm just wondering about your thoughts on that. If you've got an opinion on that, give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Crush, where are you going?
It hasn't... I don't know if it's really taken the place of more as it made people more... The internet, it's a crazy thing. You know, not just Facebook itself, but just the internet in general. You know, first of all, it's easy access now. You know, everybody's able to get it in their area.
Yeah.
Some form or some way, you finally got a supplier in your area that offers the service. You know, so
exactly.
You got to look at it. You know, back in the day, they didn't have that in your service yet, so you couldn't get it.
True.
Or they only had dial-up, you know, and you didn't want to deal with that. So now they got lightning speed service. It's accessible to people. It's affordable to people. Well, most of us, you know. You know, it comes up to us. You got telephone. It's not even just the internet, but you have so many ways of getting on the internet now. You know, the accessibility of it.
You pick up your phone, and you can do it from your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have, you know, just... And then it's so easy to get a cell phone now. At one time, you know, if you didn't have good credit, you wasn't getting a phone. Or you
True.
Was paying $700 just to get a $999 phone. You know, so now with this prepaid service and this going on, this going on, you know, you have so much accessibility to it. And then what comes with the internet, it comes... identity and personas, and you know, I feel a sense of security when I'm on the internet. Rather, you tell me no on the internet, I got 1,344 other females to go to. Rather, we're in a club and you shut me down, 12 of those girls seen you shut me down.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, you know, I can go to girl this, girl A, girl B, girl C, or dude A, B, C, and they don't know that I'm already on somebody's shit list, you know. So, has it taken over? I don't think it has. I guess it just depends on the person.
Well, look at it this way. Happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to a club. Got your drink on.
Mm-hmm.
Got your party on.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving home a little inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
Very much in a position to where you could get pulled over for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, for the apparent reason that you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't have to do that. If you want, you can sit with your favorite beverage in your bedroom,
mm-hmm.
or your living room,
mm-hmm.
or wherever your computer is,
mm-hmm.
and do whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
With whoever the hell you want.
You know what it did. What I think it did. I think it separated the haves and the have-nots. As far as people that have that je ne sais quoi, so to speak, that can go out and mingle. And you know how to have a good time compared to the guy, to the person that's invert, who's somebody that's shy or somebody that don't have the right social skills, so to speak. Or
well,
I use the word in person. Huh?
They may not have the social skills in person, but
right.
They put it behind a keyboard,
right.
And they can be serial Bergerac.
Right, they Don Juan to the Q, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On paper, but isn't that what everybody? Don't everybody look good on paper? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We got a caller coming in. We got a few callers coming in.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Marva from Long Island.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Black Reporter.
Good evening,
Barbara.
Let me buzz
in a little early today. Good evening. How are you? Well, I was thinking, you're right about that with the Facebook and all the other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And things like that. It has taken the place.
Right.
You know, because you have a lot, like you said, a lot of folks out there are very shy or just can't, don't look good or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another thing is this here, too. It really all depends on who's using it. You
right.
know, because there's a lot of nice things you can get from it. A lot of nice people you can meet on there. But
mm-hmm.
then you have those weirdos, and it's like, why waste your time to... You know what I'm saying? To tell lies and to do whatever else, and eventually one day you end up meeting that person.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So it's like it doesn't.
But that's
it, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
But the same thing happens in person, in my opinion. You know, you're at the club. You got on your fly outfit. You know, you got your hair done, your nails done, your teeth done.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is good, and you spit in that game. It smells good. Then I come to your house, and it's a complete junk mess. Or you living with your mama. Or the lights are off, or you know, like
uh-huh.
so
uh-huh.
you still you know, you're lying, and you know we done took it to okay, let's go out to eat, but you can't pay for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You
okay.
Know, so.
Yes. Right.
So
well,
I mean
it reminds me of I think that it's a Wayans Brothers movie where the sister comes back home from going out. And she brings a brother home with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'll be right back, baby. I need to freshen up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to her room. She takes off her wig,
mm-hmm.
her big boots, her extra heels, her butt pads, her shoulder pads,
mm-hmm.
and she's just a little scraggly thing in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude's like, where's the woman I came in here with? Oh, that was
well,
still me.
You know, that is, I think that's almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because when you think about it, and all at the end of the day, I hate to say that, but at the end of the day, it's the personality, really. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's the personality. She can take that ton of wig off, whatever she has, and he can come from behind where he's at. And then you got to remember, well, it was his personality, not the way they look or the way they dress or their size or the color of their eyes. It was their personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of folks don't really realize that nowadays. You didn't fall in love or like the person from what they had on. You didn't even see how they looked. You went right along with their personality. It clicked with yours. So now that you meet this person and it's not up to what you want it to be, you no longer like them anymore? You know?
Well, you know what? It sounds good, but in all actuality, it's like how we look at food. We eat with our eyes. You get
yeah.
what I'm saying? I know I eat with eyes. Like, if it don't look good, I ain't gonna eat. You know?
I'm always eating shit.
And, you know, they do say as well as, you know, your eyes is bigger than your stomach. And I think the same
True.
Thing goes when you're looking at somebody. Before you speak to me, I look at you. I see you. I see the way you walk, the way you know, the way your head moves, the way your arm moves. If you walk bow-legged, then I know you're working with something. but you know, it does play a factor into it as well. We got the most infamous person that we know out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with her multiple personalities. Today, I hope it's
good evening, Lady C.
Hello, Lady C.
Hello,
hey,
everybody.
Hey, Sybil. You got so many names on here. I'm going to start calling you Sybil.
One week, we're going to delineate each and every personality.
Oh, gee whiz. You're going to have a show dedicated to Lady C? Is that what you just told me? Did he just say that, y'all? Did he just say we're going to make a show about Lady C and her personality? Really?
I bet you it'll be humorous. And she ain't got nothing to come back with.
You're right. You got that. I'll eat that. You got that. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to come back. But, you know, I went to, but let me tell you, Black Reporter, what I did over the weekend.
What?
I went out.
You did what?
I went out. I closed the laptop, turned it off, and I actually went out. to a party.
And how was it?
It wasn't a swing party. I wasn't naked, y'all. I had my clothes on the whole time.
And how was it?
It was awkward. It was awkward. Let me tell you why it was awkward. First of all.
Oh, awkward.
It was awkward, right. First of all, I have not been to a regular dance party since about 2008. Okay. Now, it was like a comedy show. It was a comedy show / dance party, after party. So I got to the comedy show, because I thought it was a comedy show. Up here, it was a bit chilly. So I was like, I don't feel like putting on stockings. You know, I'm going to wear my denim, my little flat shoes, a nice little blouse, and my wig, right? That was the outfit, right? Well, I came in there, thought I was looking normal. You know, I even put on makeup, boo. I was looking cute, right? I get there, I was underdressed.
Wow.
They wore lingerie to the club. Well, and I tell you, no lie, ladies, they had on their corsets, they had on their bustiers, they had on
their
6-inch.
You mean you were overdressed?
Hold on. They had on these 6-inch stilettos, and people, they was pushing 350, 400 and better. Okay?
Okay.
I had to give them their props. Shout out to BBT. I had to give them their props because my feet felt it. I don't know how they did it, but my feet felt it. I felt every inch. Some more ladies out there, because I had on a little flat, you know, and they stepped on my feet. But, it was crazy. I didn't know what to do. I was so awkward. I was so out of place that there's a picture, if you're on Facebook and you see my profile picture, that was from the party. And the lady said, I look like if this guy don't get out my face. Because the guy tried to holler at me. He offered to buy me a drink, right? And I was like, okay, I didn't know what first guy to ask though, will buy me a drink. I'm like, what are you drinking? Like, I don't know. Right? So I just ordered the first thing that popped in my head. I was like, a rum and coke. Okay, he gives me the rum and coke. We dance two step or whatever. He going by his business, I going by my business. This other guy come to me, oh Lord, he was stanking, Black Reporter. When I say stanking, I was on Facebook because he was stanking. I mean, he was burning the hairs in my nostrils stanking.
Mm-hmm.
That's how stank he was. It made no sense why this grown man is standing behind me stanking like that. I mean, stanking. And he was, and the thing is, we had a big girl party. All these girls are 350 plus, dancing, sweating, and I didn't smell them. But I smelled this little buck 50, you know what I mean, dude, standing behind me. It was just like, did you just pick those clothes out the laundry sink? Like, it was just stank. Okay, that was that guy. He wanted to give me his number, whatever. Then there's another guy who walked up to me, and he walked up to me with his pelvis. Like, he didn't walk up to me like, hey, how you doing? He walked up to me with his pelvis poking out at me, like, how you doing? And I'm like, oh, good grief, okay. You know, I'm looking down like, all right, you can back up some, sir. You violating my personal space. So he offers to buy me a drink, and I said, give me a rum and coke. He goes, I look, he's talking to the next three chicks by the bar. He never orders a drink. He comes back around, do a 360. He comes back to me. He's like, hey. I'm like, hey. Like, I didn't move from this spot, sir. You just did a 360. I didn't move from the spot. But he was like, you know, the line is long. I said, sure it is. I said, don't worry about it. So he gave me the money, told me to get my own drink. That didn't work out. So he whispered in my ear, let's get a bottle and let's go to the park.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Now, I don't know why this man did that, but it's like 40 degrees outside, 35 degrees outside, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why would you even offer any woman to go stand outside? Like, we're not in high school. What are you talking about? Let's go to the park.
Take you home.
You know, like, you could even say, even if that was the case, you could have said, let's go to the hotel down the block.
Right.
Well, you know, like, you could have, even if you didn't want to take a person back to your crib, you could have said that we was in Manhattan. So, my thing is, then my second question is, do I have whore written on my forehead? Why would you approach me? Why would you approach me on that note? That's what I'm saying. Is it personal, or is it, or should I take
chocolate? It probably wasn't just you. Well, he tried that to see who would say yeah. He probably tried more than just you.
Oh, gee whiz, golly. It was a hot
yeah,
mess.
Think?
I didn't know what to do. I was so out of place. Like,
go ahead. You do that. I'll meet you there later.
But the thing is, like, not even just with that dude, but just in general, Lady C, the thing is, I'm the it girl at the swing party. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm the it girl. You come to me, I come to you, you're all right, you're doing good, you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, you need something to drink, you need something, you know, I'm always approaching somebody at the swing party, and I can't figure for the life of me why y'all not mingling. Then here comes me at this, and, you know, I'm like, well, if y'all don't mingle, y'all can't get no pussy. You know, that's just me, you know. And then that's why I'm at the swing party. I get to this nightclub, and I got so mousy. Like, I was standing by the wall. I stood by the DJ booth where the lights was. I want y'all to see me. I'm right here. I'm not going in the dark. I'm staying right here. I'm staying so somebody always have an eye on me. You know, somebody know, like, that's
like
my designated partner right there. The DJ's
you
my designated partner.
You're out of your element. You're in another element. You have to readjust to being able to do that.
Right. So
you
that
can
like
do
one
it.
Of my
I don't care. It's just the fact of, and probably the fact that you was timid. They figured, well, we can throw anything at her because, you know, they always want fresh meat. And you probably was fresh meat.
But that's the thing, Lady C. I feel you on that. But technically, I wasn't because everybody knew me. Once they mentioned my name and who I was, people was coming up to me. Like, you look crushed. That's how the guy met me. The first guy to see me, he was like, you look crushed hard. Just like that, you look crushed hard. And I, you know, gave him my $1 million smile. Ching! Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to get him $1 million smile. Like, you know, just face just bright up. Like, yes, that's me.
But see, you were in a different element.
Hey,
yeah.
Right. The swing party is my element. They're like, oh, my God. I get
because you're not sure if you do the swing party thing, what their reaction going to be. Because, you know, rules are set at the swing party. You know those rules. But there's a whole different set of rules and regulations.
Right.
And the thing is, you said you were underdressed. You know, you were overdressed.
No, I really wasn't. I mean, compared to the girls that had on, they were doing the damn thing. And I'm not mad at any of them. I'm not hating. I'm not mad at them. Bitch,
no,
go. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, go. Like,
like, this is what you wear. Okay, come
like,
here.
These are for
you
real.
Go, girl.
But you know, the thing is, when I went to my first big girl party, I'm talking about regular dance party, no stripping, no none of that. Just a regular dance party. I went to my first dance party, 2007. I left at 4:30, and I was calling every girl I knew. Do you know what I mean? Because I was just so amazed. Like, this bitch is rounder than me. Well, yet she got on 6-inch stilettos and a mini skirt. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't do that. Not with my belly hanging out like that. I'm not going to wear that. You know, but the way fashion has evolved, now fashion is more trendy as far as plus size. It's not all about patterns and looking like the Amazon anymore. You know, they got all these girdles and stuff like that to give you a shape and so forth. You know, I was happy to see that. I'm happy to see a girl walk out in a body stocking and she's about 500 pounds and wear size 32 and everything is just hanging everywhere. I'm happy for her. I wouldn't wear it, but I'm happy for her. You go, girl.
Because she's proud of who she is.
You said that word girdle. I do not wear a girdle. I will not wear a girdle. I think if you like me, every wave, every curve, you're going to see it. You need to love it as it is. Because, see, eventually, if you decide to go in that room and get to doing it, you're going to see it all. So I don't hide it. If shape ain't good for you, just walk on.
I feel you, though. But I'm going to tell you like this. I don't wear them as much. But as growing up, as growing up, you know, being a plus-size teenager and being a, and back then, fashion wasn't as trendy as it is now.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Yeah, my mom still fussing me now about not to wear your girdle. I don't know.
And you know, and then you know, you gotta also look at the people that was dressing me back then. I wasn't dressing myself back then. You know, you had somebody dressing you, and as like you said, your mom, like those old school heads, they believe in all
you
that. They believe in
panty girdle, some kind of girdle, something.
Right,
the
holes, the control top holes, the full body girdle. Like, I own the full body girdle. You know what I mean?
I got one in my drawer now.
Right.
I got one in my drawer now. And only when I go to visit my mother do I put that on.
Right.
It's nothing that I'm going to, I don't find no joy in that because you can't, it's just no breathing. You're sitting there like, you're so cute because you can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat. Oh, you're eating right tonight. Yeah, where's it going to go?
Right. So,
you know,
a lot of people even use that as a, way of weight loss too. You know, Granny used to wear her girdle and she used to say it constricts her appetite, so that's why she walked around with the girdle all the time. But that's another story. We get off topic. But anyway, you know, me and you, Lacey, we go in. You know, we can go in on that.
Yeah.
But we going back to Facebook now. I'm just gonna say this: a lot of people said, "Crush, it was like meeting a celebrity." A lot of people told me that. It was like meeting a celebrity because I see all your posts, I talk to you online, you know, you're a nice person, blah blah blah, you know, and you know, your personality, we click, we this, we that. And you know, I'm like, all right, cool, I can understand. Now, in a sense of like without the internet, honestly, there would be no Phone Fantasy Radio.
Right.
Without the internet, there would be no La Crush Heart. Without the internet,
oh, there would be a La Crush Heart. It may not be as popular. You would be there. You would force to be reckoned with.
You know why I say no, Black Lady C? For the simple fact that I had to grow into my bigness, so to speak. You know, I had to go through hills and mountains and everything in between to get to that.
The internet gave you an outlet, confidence
of being a plus size woman.
Going through what I went through
before I really got into the internet. You know, it was rough. It was real rough, and I don't think like if I didn't do what I did and make the persona of a crush heart and have these goals to do this and want to do that and want to do this, I don't think I would have made it. Marva, you out, Marva? You out mad early. You don't like our topic or something? Ew, Marva, why you leaving? Anyway, what you about to say, Black Boy?
I was about to say, but by the same token, you still had your fan base. You may not have had it as vocal as they are, but if through the internet you would, well, mind you, I'm thinking internet once again. There would have been no way to keep up your fan base. You're right.
Right. Without the internet, it wouldn't have been able to. Well, actually, I only made the Crush Hearts for the internet.
Okay.
So. Technically, La Crush Heart would not have came into existence if I didn't think of the incident. My name before this was Classy, and that's because I called the chat line. And Black Reporter, you know about the chat line.
No comment.
You're right, yeah.
And so does Lady C.
Right, look, you always got to bring somebody in it. You always got to bring somebody in it.
You're making me sound like I'm the only one.
No, I did not make it sound like you the only one. I just said you know about it. But here you go bring in Lady C. And it's one thing for me to bring you in because you're the host of this show. It's another thing to bring Lady C. Lady C is not a host of this show, Black Reporter.
No,
Lady
C
is a guest. And she just happens to be your friend. But if she wanted people to know her business, she could have told her. You get what I'm saying? It's proper etiquette, ladies. I mean,
I apologize.
Yeah, you always say you apologize, and then you do it again. But anyway.
Because she knew I'm right.
Couple's hoes.
What?
You're like a couple's hoes.
So I know that's right.
You know, when you fall up in a couple of holes,
no,
right out.
Right. They'll never be full.
But I
right.
understand what you're saying about the internet, and like when you say getting into yourself, I understand it because I've been big for forever. As far back as I said, it was a size 10. I don't remember seeing a 10.
Mm-hmm.
What? I skipped right past it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know that. You know, if I told you always been big, well, yeah. So I'm like you. You learn to get into, and yes, the internet does give you some safety net where when you intermingle with people across there, it gives you some encouragement too, because people will speak out that they like big women more on the internet than they will in person.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
You know. And you, like, you know, like, oh, you're really sexy. You're like, who? Well, the first time, well, who are you talking about?
Right.
Who? What?
Right.
And then you start.
Yes,
well,
I'm talking
okay.
about you.
Mm-hmm.
Start looking at yourself. Okay, I'm right. And then the guys that won't say it publicly will tell you on the internet, girl, you're fine. I like a thick one. But
mm-hmm.
they can't tell it to their boys at first till they get ready to realize, you know, wait a minute. I can really deal with a thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the internet has given a lot of people refuge and
a voice.
Time to travel.
It really is giving a lot of people a voice, so to speak.
Freedom
and,
to be themselves.
And it, you know, it got its pros and it got its cons, but if we've seen each other face-to-face, some of the stuff that you get on the internet, you wouldn't have said to me face to face, or you have
right.
never
right.
said anything of that sort to anybody face to face. That's the kicker. That's the kicker. But you know,
yeah,
I gotta
like
right. But I look at it like this: I gotta eat that for the simple fact that I am a social network avatar. I'm a,
say,
you know, I'm.
Say you're a social butterfly?
No, not no damn butterfly. Not damn
butterfly.
I'm a scorpion.
A scorpion?
But see, but also you learn that once you get into the social network,
mm-hmm.
you have to learn the gist of it. And like you said, you can't take them for what they say all the time. It's just like meeting somebody, but you still have to. You keep going, and you keep you remember what they said,
mm-hmm.
and you reply again. Give them a couple of days and ask them the same question. Watch the answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a couple, you know, the answers switch up, and you're like, wait a minute. You told me. I said, no, you said such and such. No, I didn't. Oh, let me rephrase it to you. Now
mm-hmm.
I'm sending them copies of what they IM or what
right.
they text. You know,
right.
this is what you said. Oh, well, so. Yeah, you're going to find those who try to play all these mind games, you know.
Totally so. Shout out to 803. Check us out right now. Marva, I don't know if she's gone, if she's staying. I don't know what Marva's doing. Shout out to 347, 627. Hurry up and eat that damn taco.
If
you want to join the conversation, you sure can by dialing 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. If you would like to speak with us, throw the one up, press the number one, and I'll let you on air and let you know that you would like to speak to us.
Brother, come on, join me. Don't have me here by myself with these women now. Come on now, brother.
You should be used
I haven't even begun to do anything to you, Black Reporter, for you to be screaming out. I haven't done anything yet.
Oh.
I haven't done anything yet. You already screaming for help.
I know.
So, for those that just tuned in, we're talking about everything, as always. But no, tonight's topic is disappearing acts. So we're discussing if social networking has replaced the neighborhood watering hole / water cooler chat. You know, even at work, you know, speaking of water cooler chat, even, you know, those that, you know, have a 9-to-5 or at work, you know, you had your break, your 15-minute smoke break. Y'all used to go outside and chat it up with one another and, you know, catch up
early,
see what Susie had on, or did you hear about this, did you hear about that, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, now you don't have to do that. Now I'm just going to hit you up on the Facebook chat. Girl, did you just see that walk by here? You know.
I'll hit you up in an IM.
Right.
You know.
But, you know, social networking, like, we knew this was coming, first of all. We knew technology was going to advance, and it's going to get even further. We knew that, you know, this was going to be, like, this is what we asked for. We asked for the internet, they gave it to us. Now it's at the end of our fingertips. You know, and I also noticed that when you're dealing with the internet, you know, it can work in your favor because everybody that comes to my party heard about it through the internet.
Yeah.
You know, so it does work in the favor of actually bringing people together on and offline.
And it also works to the negative portion also. Did you guys hear about this Cincinnati Bengals cheerleader who is also a teacher, and she's been accused of having sex with this 18-year-old that she knows, and supposedly...
Is it a student?
Huh?
Is it her student?
Is it her what?
Is it her student?
Her suit?
Is it her student?
No.
The person's 18. They're of age. That's not your business. If they're of age, at 18, they're of age. That's where it's
from. Supposedly, this happened when the boy was 16. And the mom was also involved because the mom supposedly was erasing texts off the boy's phone. That's the only reason why I brought it up. Erasing texts off the boy's phone. Huh?
2 years later, time left. She too late.
Yeah.
They couldn't bring that up.
Wait, hold on. What that got to do with social networking?
Well, I'm just saying, texting is the same thing. You know, texting can be in just a bad way. I mean, a grown cheerleader who is in her 20s is texting with a teenager. And
okay. Did she know he was a teenager? See, that's the one shortcoming of anything social network story put up there. You don't know the whole story. You hear there's the one side, his side, her side, and then there's the truth. So
yeah.
We usually run with the bad, and we run and we can run and tell that.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't even wait to see what the story was, the whole story. Then it's oops, I'm sorry. Oh, you thought he was 18 when he was 16 because he looked older than 16? Because
mm-hmm.
if you look at some of these young guys, they do not look at the
mm-hmm.
So she thought he was 18. Well, he's legal, so. And nobody ever told him any different, or told her any different until it was like, what, 2 years later. He was what? He's just 19. So they running with him. The mom going through his text message. The mom.
And it's erasing them, as, you know, before they could confiscate the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get DNA off them.
DNA.
Yeah.
But anyway.
DNA on the phone.
Right. We're not going in, Lady C. Let him leave Black Reporter there by himself. But once again, that's left field for what I was talking about. Black Reporter always drag me off the rail. And I always follow. I need to kick myself up. I always follow. I should have stopped him when I knew. I should have stopped him as soon as he said
totally
the cheerleader. As soon as he said cheerleader,
like,
I should have stopped him. As soon as
internet.
He said the word cheerleader, I should have stopped him. I'm, you know, you know, I need to give this. I need to give this to myself, LaCrush. I know better. I know not to let Black Reporter roam by himself. I know not to let Black Reporter roam by himself.
He goes way off into the Arizona desert.
Yeah.
That's low.
All right. I forgot what I was saying because I did have a point, but I'm going to get back to that in a minute. Right now, I see the 347 finally raise their hand. How you doing?
I raised my hand.
Yeah, you did.
I put it down.
I
didn't get no piece of taco.
Excuse me? I put my hand down.
Oh.
I was chewing.
Good evening, Brick.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Soul Fantasy Radio, Adult Zone.
Hello, Brick. How are you today, Bird?
Doing good, Lady C. Got a little sugar. I know you're like,
too much. Once again, I want to remind everybody to tune in Thursday. We're going to have an online birthday party for Lady C, and it's ladies' night until 10 p.m. So y'all definitely don't want to miss Thursday's show on the Crush Rule right here. Brick from Brick's House, the hostess of Brick's House. We had a very good time at your house last night.
You were very gracious.
You were a very gracious host. Next time, can you serve us some cheese and crackers? Because I got kind of hungry.
No. Last time, y'all left a mess. And I had a mess.
You ain't getting no Kool-Aid. You ain't offer us no water, no bed, no nothing.
Bring your own
snacks.
You even been out. I
say no more.
Nah, Marvel Boy tea. That was enough.
I know that's right. Shout out to Marva in the chat room. But, you know, every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. We have Brick's House. And right now, I'm speaking to Brick, the second in command of Phone Fantasy Radio.
Second.
You know what, Brick? I'm gonna throw it in like this. I said this yesterday, and I say this today. I do believe in you pay the cost to be the boss. So,
you know what? That's one. I do pay the cost to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the chief cook and bottle washer here.
Like you said yesterday, you rent out the first floor.
There you go. I rent out the first floor.
You rent out the first floor. So
there you go.
On that note.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Yep. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. You got no wins in this one, Black Reporter. No wins.
Pick up your lip. Anyway.
Back to the topic at hand. We are talking about watering neighborhoods. Wait, no, that's not how to go.
Watering neighborhoods.
We are talking about
neighborhoods.
Right.
Oh,
I know what I mean. We're talking about neighborhood watering holes and water cooler chat and versus Facebook social networking. Okay, so another question, Black Reporter, because he's not taking the rings of this. Let me take the rings and let's go. Another question Black Reporter gave me was, has it come the place to be, to meet, to greet, to see, and be seen without suspending in reference to internet, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all the different social networks out there? Have this become the place to be seen, to greet, to meet, and all the things in between?
Unfortunately, it's been made to be that way now. You know, at one point it was okay to not dabble into the internet, but now when you meet somebody, you say, "Versi, what's your Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
What's your Facebook?" And if they say, "I don't have them, I don't get on that," you look at them like they got two heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't got no Facebook,
exactly.
No Twitter. You ain't tagged. You ain't got none of that. You look at them like they got two heads.
It used to be what's your email address? Okay.
Go ahead, Lee. I mean, go ahead.
at one point it was okay not to dabble in such things.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like socially, you consider a person a social square
mm-hmm.
if they don't at least have an email address.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And that's kind of like, you know, some people still answer, what's your email address? Oh, I don't have email. You know, just like that crazy. Everybody got an email address. What do you mean you ain't got an email address?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that now society has shoved the internet down our throats so much that we basically feel like we need this thing to live day to day. Before you would go out on a date and you didn't know who you were going out with. It was a blind date. Now you get to see the man's credit score and every damn thing else before you even say hello to him.
I know.
I think that, you know, things have, it's taken away. You know, we think that this is a good thing, but this is taken away from us. I think it's taken away from our instinct ability. It's taken away from our right to judge and make valuable conclusions and draw, you know, inferences about certain situations. It's taking away everything. It's stripping us, and it's not good. You know, at one point, you would look at a guy, and you would be like, I know right there. Just from a first look, you would know this is not the person for you. And now it's like, you know, you see, even though you get that instinct that this ain't the one for me, you got it in the back of your mind, well, he got a picture on his Facebook page, and he's driving a Land Rover, and he a lawyer, and he this, and he that. And you let those things take over your common sense by telling you that this guy is a creep. You know, but you're looking at all that, and you end up getting into situations that we wish we never stepped into. You know, I think that, you know, we've lost a lot not going to the water cooler anymore. The fact that we don't meet and size each other up and socialize, it's like now you have online clicks where before you had the water cooler clicks. You know, now you got the online clicks. You know, you got the shifts. Remember before when you were at the proverbial water cooler? You knew every day around 2, you would see Susie at the water cooler. So you would meet Susie every day. You would run into each other around 2. Now you got an internet crowd. Okay, well, I know this person always log on at night, so I'm going to log on at night, too. Or this person always log on at 8 o'clock in the morning. I know this person is doing something. It's like I look, I say, Crush is doing her morning hellos. There she go. Yep, there she go in the timeline. You know, and it's like there's no, you know, expectation. There's no spontaneity. Everything's just so routine and mundane. And the internet is a killer. We need to throw it out. We need to get away from it. Everybody wasn't playing. Listen, they said 666, the devil, Bill Gates, he created the Windows program. He started all this nonsense. Okay? Seriously, I know I'm rambling on right about now, but you know this is how I do. Okay? I think that we need to take it for what it is. If you could decode Bill Gates' name, it equals 666. He's the devil. He invented it. The internet is the devil, and so is Facebook. Thank
you. So, with that being said, Black Reporter,
I'm going to
let you go and say something. With that being said, what you got for us, Black Reporter?
Actually, to a point, she is correct. But
I
unfortunately,
know I'm correct.
Unfortunately, we've already, that cow has already left the barn. And now it's time to try to put that cow back in, and that's not the easiest thing in the world.
Now that you have everyone who has access to it now.
Well,
it's like throwing a machine gun into the monkey cage now. Okay? You can't blame everybody for the monkey for shooting everybody up. You got to blame whoever threw it in there. Okay, now everybody has access to it. Perverts have access through telephones, through libraries.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, you see it. People coming at you through libraries and internet cafes and all sorts of other stuff. At one point, your kids were in the house, you thought they were safe. Now the kids, the predators can get through the computer. The pedophiles can get to your child through it. It's like another portal for evil to come into your life and your home. Turn it off, people. Turn it off. Thank you.
Wait until after the show. Thank you very much. You know,
you're saying there's no more water cooler people? I beg to differ because I worked at an office building that had a little cafe, and they did have several groups that would meet during the day in the cafe. They get their little lunch, and they meet and have their meetings. There, some people still do that, and it still is out there. But the internet is going skyrocketing, but there are still some people who do have that one-on-one meeting. And stuff like that. It's still out there. It's not as popular as it used to be, you know.
Okay, that's true.
So,
but ladies, see, if you had a problem with Susie, okay, at 2 o'clock, you know, Susie would get her lunch at 2. If you had a problem with Susie, you know what, at least you've met Susie before. You can actually reach out and touch Susie. You got clicks online. I got drama from chicks I ain't never even met. Okay? Dealing with the BS from women I never even set eyes on. And dealing with he said, she said nonsense. So you know what? That's why I'm saying where I think it's gotten out of hand. Whereas when it was in our face, it was more in control. You could tap Susie on the shoulder and say, Susie, you got a problem with something I said? Here, what am I going to do? Do an internet tap? What am I going to do? Poke him? You know? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Rick, has this been a
That's what that button is for.
You know, you're an idiot.
I know.
Rick, has this been a bad week?
No, it's not about being a bad week. It's about having to learn self-control. Seriously, we need to really, some people don't turn the computer off.
I don't turn
like what I said earlier. I was listening to what she said earlier. She turned the laptop off and went out.
I didn't turn it off.
It was kind of shocking.
I didn't turn it off. I never turned it off. Because it always happened wrong.
Okay. Well, you said you actually stepped more than 5 feet away from it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Right. But,
all right.
Okay.
But see,
let me tell y'all this.
Some people don't.
Let me say this to you. Speaking of water cooling, I'm going to bring a story into play because I came across a story. I was going to actually save it for trifling news. But I'm going to bring it to you because it fits to the topic. A teacher's aide was fired out of Michigan. She was fired for refusing to share her Facebook access with
her
employer. Okay? What happened was her name is Kimberly. She was put on paid administrative leave and then suspended from an elementary school in Michigan. After she refused to provide direct access to her Facebook account, what happened was they said she posted a picture of a coworker as a joke. And according to her, the photo showed the coworker with her pants around her ankles, but the photo didn't contain any pornographic image. But she uploaded a photo at home on her personal computer and included the caption, "Thinking of you," was in the description. Well, the next day, one of the parents of a student at the school viewed the photo and complained to the school district. The superintendent called Kimberly into his office and requested access to her Facebook account in order to view the photo. He asked about 3 times if he can view, and she repeatedly said, "I'm not okay with that." As a response to not allowing her, a school official, access to her personal Facebook account, Kim received a response from the special education director, stating, "In the absence of you voluntarily granting administration access to your Facebook page, we will assume the worst and act accordingly," quote unquote. So, and this actually went to the House of Representatives too. The fact of if we should allow employers to ask us about our Facebook passwords and our Twitter passwords and so forth and so forth.
No, I don't think so. That's
so
that's
and it was shot down.
Yes,
but
it was. It's unconstitutional.
Right.
They cannot ask you that.
But the thing is, my thing is, if they did ask you that, and I did post something on here, isn't that part of my freedom of speech?
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
That's a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
Right. So,
what's going to happen is that it was overturned before because something similar like that happened where the guy, I think it was a waiter or a waitress, wrote on her Facebook page that her boss was a jerk and he fired her because of it, and that infringed on her right to free speech. She has the right to call her boss a jerk. It was on her private page. It had nothing to do with anything with that job. That was her private business. She and I don't even think he said, she didn't say like Bill is a jerk. She said her boss is a real jerk. She said her boss. And he took it as that was him. And so he fired her because of it. She sued the restaurant. Okay, sued him and got her job back. So that teacher, all she has to do is just get the right lawyer. Because they have no right to ask for her Facebook page. That was shot down a long time ago.
Right. She goes to court in Maine. She goes to court in Maine for the 50
minutes. Oh, yeah. She's going to win that. They can't do that. You see, that you have a right to privacy. Just like they wouldn't want nobody going into, you know, looking at them.
Going into their house. I'm coming to your house to see what you got.
But you know what? This builds paranoia. This is all paranoia. And this is these bosses, these heads, infringing upon your right, okay, because they don't want to be talked about and looked at like the idiots they are. So they don't want you talking about them on public, you know, because they figure, oh, she, I know she, they out there know she works for me. So they know that she's talking about me. Okay, I had a supervisor that did that same nonsense. Okay, going to try to tell everybody, oh, you can't look at so-and-so's Facebook page, or I don't want you to. Well, I actually got chastised for it. I actually got called into my boss's office, sat down, and was told that I have to watch what I put on my Facebook page, okay, and I can't put anything concerning my job on the page. Okay, well, and people read into it, and they know. So if I say that I'm stressed out, that I'm getting, I have a headache, stressed out at work, blah, 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 she didn't like when I put that up there because it looked as if, you know, if I said people need to do their own jobs, stop paying to be their work to do, something like that. She knew I was talking about her. So people were looking at it and saying, girl, she gives you her work to do. Yeah, because she's dumb. She don't know how to do X, Y, and Z. So when I would do that, she would get upset. Well, we need to, we don't need people in here looking at us and talking about us and blah, 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 blah. Ridiculous. She was
paranoid.
That's
when you knew you had to make traction run.
Okay, so, you know, now that we're speaking on the whole job thing and we're reaching to the top of the hour, I actually got some tips for people. And what it is, you know, if you're going for, you know, right now everybody's looking for jobs and stuff like that, and doing a job interview, and employers will try to gather certain information about you, if possible. And sometimes they ask you questions, and, you know, you don't know that it's illegal to ask you these questions. You may think that these are just simple, you know, a simple question just to get to know someone, but in all actuality, it's illegal to ask you certain questions. So I got, like, you know, the top 10 questions that, you know, employers ask you, and you know that it's illegal. So, at the top of the hour, we'll get into that. Right now, you are tuned in to Black Reporter.
Phone Fancy Radio. I'm sorry, the Adult Zone on Phone Fancy Radio. I am Black Reporter. I'm here with LaCrush Hearts, the host of the show. And we have also Lady C in the chat room, and also Madame Brick, host of Brick's House, which you can hear every Monday, also on Phone Fantasy Radio. Give us a call at 805-830-8320 if you want to ask the conversation. 805-830-8320. And we're talking about tonight, has the internet become the new watering hole or the new water cooler, you know, where you group around for break time and chat and everything, and instead of you standing around the water cooler for chat, you just turn on your IM, you know, and you go that way. So,
Okay.
Of course, give us those tips.
Shut up, Rick.
I didn't say a word.
Brick, shut up, Brick. I heard you.
You see? I didn't say anything.
I heard you.
You were speaking loud, Brick.
Right.
I seriously didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not lying.
Let me scream it at me. Okay, folks. Once again, I have these tips for you. 9 common interview questions that are actually illegal. and many acts of inappropriate. The first one being, have you ever been arrested? An employer can't actually legally ask you about your arrest record, but they can ask if you ever been convicted of a crime.
Well, what the hell is that?
There is a big difference. Go ahead, Black Rebel. I was going to say there is a big difference because being arrested does not necessarily mean you've been convicted of a crime. Convicted of a crime means you've gone through the legal system and you have met, you know, faced your common man and gone through the legal system. Being arrested does none of that, you know. So just because you've been arrested.
Okay, I get it.
Well, to finish off what I was going to say, depending on the state, a conviction record shouldn't automatically disqualify you for employment unless it relates to your job. Unless it relates to your job. For example, if you were convicted of statutory rape and you apply for a teacher position, then you're not going to get the job. Another common question that's asked is, are you married? Although the interviewer may ask you this question to see how much time you'll be able to commit to your job, it's actually illegal because it reveals your marital status. It could also reveal your sexual orientation. So that's another question, another common question is, do you have children? Again, you know, they want to see how much you'll be able to be available to them, but the question is inappropriate. However, they're allowed to ask you directly if you have other responsibilities or commitment that can conflict with your work schedule. So.
Yeah, but they have slick ways of finding that stuff out. Like they ask you, tell me about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But they didn't directly ask you if you have children.
Well, exactly. But I'm saying, if you just say, oh, tell you about yourself, what do you say?
Well,
oh, I'm fine.
Well,
what do you say? I mean,
okay, just going on. What country are you from? If you have an accent, this may seem like an innocent question, but keep in mind that it's illegal because it involves your national origin. Discrimination, people. Employers can't legally inquire. An employer can't legally inquire about your nationality, but they can ask if you're authorized to work in a certain country.
I could go in there with a French accent, and it don't matter. I'm still black as midnight.
Oh, there's black Frenchmen. What's that got to do with anything? There's black Irishmen, too.
Yeah. I'm from Ireland. They're like,
right.
You black bitch.
Right, but they are black Irish, you know. You know.
Where they at?
Yeah, they there.
Where they at? They there for real? Let me Google black Irish.
Yes,
go ahead.
They're there.
Yeah.
I've got to hear this shit. But go ahead, y'all.
Okay, another one is English your first language? It's not the employer's lawful right to know if a language is your first language or not. In order to find out language, employers can ask what other languages you read, speak, or write fluently.
In other words, there's ways around that question.
There's ways around it, but you can't ask if English is your first language. You know, like anything, there's a right way and a wrong way to ask the question, pretty much. Another one is, do you socially drink? Employers cannot ask about your drinking or even legal drug use habits because they inquire about protection under the American Disability Act. Inquiries are protected under the American Disability Act. For example, if you're a recovering alcoholic, treatment of alcoholism is protected under this act, and you don't have to disclose any disability information before landing an official job offer. So that's interesting. I didn't know that.
And you even though you do come in there smelling of weed, you can use the idea of, well, I smelled it because of my glaucoma.
No, Black Reporter, no.
That's legitimate use.
No, Black Reporter, no. Why would you give somebody that no, Black Reporter? That got nothing to do with what we're talking about. Once again, let's go.
Okay.
You're not trying to give them excuses. No. See what I got to deal with, people? Another question is, do you have any outstanding debt? I'm telling you, these employees want to get all up in your business, for real. Employees have the permission before, they have to have permission before asking your credit history and like a criminal background history. They cannot disqualify you for employment unless it directly affects your ability to perform the position you're interviewing for. And certainly they can't ask you how well you balance your personal finance. They want to get all up in your business, don't they?
Yep.
Another question that I didn't know they could ask is, how long have you been working? This question allows employees to guess your age, which is unlawful, which is sound backwards to me, because don't you have to give them your birthday anyway?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well,
so similarly, they can't ask you what year you graduated from high school or college or even your birthday. Mm. However, they can ask you how long have you been working, how long you've been working in a certain industry.
Yes.
Interesting. They can't ask you
what.
Blanks.
There are no blanks on the application for your birth date or anything of the sort. None. And I'm saying that because I've filled out enough of my lifetime to know this.
When's the last time you filled out an application, like a woman?
50 years ago?
Shut up, lady. See?
About a couple of years ago.
What's wrong with y'all women? Damn, this is not ladies' night. What are y'all doing? Talking all loud at me. Stop screaming at me. And the last question they are not allowed to ask is, what religion holidays do you practice? Employees may not want to ask you this to see. Employees may want to ask you this to see if your lifestyle interferes with your work schedule, but this question reveals your religion, and that's illegal. They can ask you if you're available to work on Sunday. Huh? Okay. So those are the questions that came about. I just thought it was something to share with y'all. So next time y'all go for a job interview, you know, not to tell them people that. But anyway, back to the topic.
A lot of employers will ask you to work Sundays, and then you tell them you can't work Sundays because I go to a church, you know.
Right. Marva said in chat, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Pretty much, Marva.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Well, my last job, they wanted you to work on Sunday. And they would put me on there. I said, well, you'll see me when I get there. And I would tell them, I'm going to church. That's first. And, you know, they finally understood me when I showed up at 3 o'clock. Well, you were on the schedule for 8. Mm-hmm. That's your problem.
I want to do this. I know I shouldn't do this. I may not get no response, but I want to do this because I'm so fucking curious to know who is 803. Who are you?
Somebody else. Same 803 from yesterday.
It's 803. Who are you?
803 plus the one.
803391, you're not
going to
tell me who you are?
Nothing? Somebody in South
Carolina. Shut up. Nothing? You're not going to say nothing to us? You're just going to stand there? Hello? Press the number one. Do something. Let me know you're there. Good grief. You're so mean. Anyway. But I just want to know who they are. You know I'm going to call you afterwards, right?
But you can do that.
I'm a cool, yeah, afterwards. What?
Crush can do that.
Yeah, I can. you their number. I'm going to call y'all after the show. I'm going to call you. And I'm like, who are you?
They tuned in. Who cares?
I'm like, answering machine. I'm like, who are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's at all crazy.
I've been looking.
Shout out to every... Shout out to the 50 million Facebook groups I'm in. I'm in so many Facebook groups. It's
what
horrific.
Are you laughing for?
Because it's horrible. I'm in so
I've
many
I've been lied to.
You've been lying
to? You sent me on a wild goose chase, Crush.
Wow.
They don't damn black Irish.
Ooh.
Oh, the only black Irish I see is on Def Comedy Jam on YouTube.
Are you trying to tell me in the land of Ireland there's no black Irish?
They said it's 6% black people. They couldn't find none.
Well, 6% is not zero. Right, but 6% is not zero, so therefore.
I want to hear one that talks like me Lucky Charms. I want to hear one that talks like that.
Did you go to YouTube and look it up? They're probably
I'm looking on there.
It's looking for a Harry. I want some Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I want to hear a real one, the Lucky Charms.
I will the Lucky Charms.
Oh, good.
My God.
The one that says, what the heck?
Excuse me, ladies. I have to announce the rudder on the ship is now broken.
Lord,
we are rudderless.
I, for fuck's sake. I want to hear one of them talk like that. I love the way they curse.
We have a rudder. I don't know what you're talking about, Black Reporter. We do have a rudder, and it's going the right way.
Oh, good, great.
Listen,
those
Irish black.
Shout out to the guests of 11509 in the chat room with us right now. Please do sign up for a free account or sign in and join us in the chat room. Or you can call 805-830-8320. The number again, 805-830-8320.
I'm sure that's right.
Press the number one.
Irishman, please call us and let us know you're black and you're Irish.
Damn it, where's Russ? We need Russ.
Russ is on a trip. I don't think Russ is back. You know, shout out to Russ. Rusty, baby.
Shout out to Russ.
I haven't heard from Russ in a minute. He ever hit me up
shout
a
out
lot.
Shout out to my London bloke. That's my London bloke right there.
This is your London bloke.
My London bloke. I fancy him, you know. I fancy him.
You fancy him?
I fancy him.
You ladies have lost.
Listen, Black Report, you wish you were that interesting, okay? Don't get it all hate. Appreciate.
But you know that the Crush Heart brings very interesting men to the show. We have a multitude of men that come in. They're very exciting.
Let me just. Doesn't he, like, class this show up with his accent?
Yeah.
Gives us some class.
But then we have those that have the deep, rich voice that come in.
We love the deep voices.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We should call somebody. We don't change the whole dynamic of the show, do we? Now I'm talking about making prank calls. Now I'm talking about making prank calls. Look,
no, we should call. Ooh, I know who we should call. We should call Mr. Sexy Moderation. Max.
I don't have his number.
How you ain't got his number?
I don't have his number.
She didn't say it. She was being a good girl.
Yes, I did.
I feel like I need a paramedic.
Oh, good grief.
You need some CPR?
Oh, good. And you just encouraging her.
Oh, he's so hot.
Oh, it's very, very hot.
Cool water. Yeah, this is
cool.
Moderation right here. This is moderation.
We need some
talking
moderation.
Shit.
You see the friends you pick up, Crush?
What?
You see the friends you pick up.
So you have to wait till ladies' night. I'm getting warmed up. We can talk about penis or ladies' night.
Huh?
Hey, moderation.
We can talk about penis or ladies' night.
Yeah, we can talk about penis. Wait, hold on. Everybody's talking at once. What?
we get all their names and we call them out on ladies' night.
We're gonna get them.
Yeah.
What we gonna do on ladies' night now?
Yeah,
are we gonna collect numbers and call different dudes? I don't know.
Yes. I don't know if that's gonna work. First of all, I don't think that's gonna give numbers. Why? Mike Moderation. Can we call my crush and I profess my love to him on the air live? You know who that is, crush? I do. Who are we trying to call crush?
I have a crush.
I have loved him for a long time. And I'm going to profess my love right on the Crush Grooves on Thursday. We will call him and I will profess my love to him on the air. So I will either get slammed on the air or I will fall in love on the air.
I'm gonna ask him out.
What?
ask him out. Where are you gonna take him to? Or want him to take you?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I take him to McDonald's.
Go to Burger King, girl.
Burger King is serving sandwiches.
They got a new menu too.
Yeah. Yo, do some Mary J. Blige singing for that chicken. Anyway.
But anyway, all right. So, let's just name a few people that, not even name a few people, but who would just moderation?
I don't know what you was gonna say, but I know he's the top of the list.
He's the top of the list, Mike Moderation. For all those who just tuned in, I'm plugging the show in right now. Tomorrow afternoon, if you have nothing to do or if you at work, I need y'all to go to a website and check out this group of guys from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Just look at them.
It's called DWI's Major
Moderation. Race shit.
There's
four
buzzers, actually. It's gonna be
four of them up there. Four brothers, nice looking, very intelligent young men,
you know, of men of distinguished, you know. They're eye candy for me. They're men at work.
Very well spoken.
Positive attitudes. They have a good time. They take our song requests, very interactive in the chat room. That's where I'm at on Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'm at Major Moderation, and the website is www.thematrixstudiosnetwork.com. That's
The Matrix Studios Network. Don't you just want DWI to tell you off one day? Don't like he would turn you on. Seriously, think about the way he talks. Can't you see him being like, you know what, I ain't even messing with you no more, girl. Yo, you put me through these changes. I would just look at him like, yes, daddy.
I know.
Oh, my God. Ladies, tune in. If you just look at them, they are some four gorgeous brothers.
Positive men at work. And guys, we saying, you know, look at them. But guys, they're also a group of guys. They talk about everything from business, entertainment, sports. They, you know, they play music in between. They have, you know, they talk about, you know, what's in the news. It's a very cool conversation. Like I said, it's a very active show. And I definitely tune in.
Brick,
you know.
Crush and Brick. I don't normally talk about men, but I would kill for their voice.
Oh, good.
I know you should. You should want to. All of you men should want to be them. Aspire to be like them.
Exactly.
No more than just the voice.
Oh, no. You got to be the body, the package, everything.
You got to be everything.
Oh, my God.
So, on the top of your list would be Mike Mod, right? On the top of your list would be Mike Mod.
Mike Mod is the top. I mean, I would just, oh my God, if he called up right now, I think I would scream into the phone.
No,
I think I would just go crazy.
Don't scream into my phone. Don't do that.
I think I would just go crazy.
Don't scream. Look, don't scream into my phone. Don't scream.
I got such a crush on him.
You got a crush on Major Mod?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that
I
note.
I do.
Okay, on that note, let me bring in some callers. 718-761.
Hello?
Don't put your whole number out there. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. LaCrush knows me as Formal Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Hi, Ray.
You know everybody
I remember
up here,
you.
Ray. Don't ask Randy.
Yeah.
You know everybody up here, Ray.
Ooh.
But
yeah, I'm actually calling you from home. I just got home.
Oh, awesome.
Well,
wow.
Welcome home.
So we have
Ray.
Beard.
How are you doing?
So, Ray, just to form you in for a minute, we have Beard for the topic just a bit. Give us a moment. And I have another person with their hand up, and I want to bring them on, the 347-739. What's your name? Where you going?
Well, first of all, I want to hear you right. I appreciate any crush I can get, so it's all good.
Mike, you see how they've been treating you, huh? Her, huh?
Oh, no,
yeah, man,
I
was like, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I need to call in over here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Let her get her composure together.
Wait, I'm sitting.
No, talk some more.
Let her get her composure together real quick.
You
gonna
talk. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
What's my question on the phone?
What's up, Mike?
What? First of all, what's good, everybody? Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You just made it a better evening, Mike.
Oh, good.
Oh my God!
Crush,
did you hook this up?
I didn't do that.
He was listening.
He was listening.
You was listening to me that whole time?
Yeah, she heard.
Oh my God!
First of all, I greatly appreciate just the support.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be disrespectful for me not to listen, because
mm-hmm.
that would mean I'm not reciprocating the support. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to go back and forth. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the crushes tuned in and other people listening, even though they may not, you know, chime in. I'm greatly appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
That disclaimer put behind me, yes, I heard everything you were talking about.
Oh, my God.
thank you for
support,
bro.
And you know
bro.
That you have real support.
I know. I have such a crush.
Yeah.
I'm just... Since the moment I heard your voice and then I saw your show, I was like, oh, my God. You just got it going on, brother. I mean, seriously, you got it going on. I can't front.
I
haven't had a crush in a long time. You just got it together. I'm like, yo, brothers need to aspire to be you. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously.
How does that feel,
seriously?
Mike?
I would kill to have his voice.
Like?
I would kill to have his voice.
All right, Lady Brackenwater, stop being a goofy.
I mean, seriously, I love the show. I love the job that you do. You do an excellent job. You know, it's just on point. I mean, you just got it going on, brother. Seriously, what can I say? I mean, from what I see, I like what I see. You got it going on. You know, I really like the way y'all are doing things over there.
You know, my stance. My stance is just that. My stance is that I got stereotypes to take care of and make sure that when people take the time to come listen, that they leave knowing, damn, so none of the stereotypes apply over there. So,
wow,
so
brother.
That's how my team operates. You know, I'm about shutting down stereotypes so that if you leave with a stereotype, then you have no choice but to be ignorant because there were no stereotypes here.
You're absolutely
so,
right. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, I'm like one of them sisters that I got it in for the black man. I ain't even gonna lie. Crush will tell you. I got it in for the black man on so many different reasons. And the fact that when I saw your show, I was like, you know what? Some good brothers out there. Some brothers that actually are talking with some sense. You know, not just talking from their waist down. Mm-hmm. You know, you got some brothers actually that actually can formulate a thought. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And actually come up with, you know, theories that don't sound just totally ridiculous and about half baked off of some blunt they just smoked. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys show that you have real intelligence, and that's really impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive. That caught me right off the bat. I was like, nobody's on the screen high, smoked out. You know, nobody's sitting there using broken language and got their feet all up on the studio, just, you know, cutting the fool. Nobody's sitting there with their shirt off, you know, wearing a, you know, just looking just ridiculous.
Well, we wouldn't mind that part. We wouldn't mind that.
You know, I mean, everybody got it going on. Everybody offers their little piece, even the guy that hide behind the scenes. You know, the little guy that hide behind the scenes. You know, everybody just got it going on there. It's like, you know, y'all really set the tone for what needs to be going on out here. And, you know, I hope you guys mentor and stuff like that, because the little brothers need y'all, seriously.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. And, you know, you got a wonderful studio there. You know, y'all got wonderful things going on there. I'm just sorry y'all so far away, because I've seen some of, you know, the kids around here to just be up under it, just so they can pick up on, you know, what y'all got going on down there, just the spirit, you know, the brotherhood. And I think that's gotten lost, you know? I mean, but y'all got it going on down here, definitely. I like the message that you're spreading, the things that you're doing, staying positive. Y'all ain't out here on the corner knocking people over the head, acting silly, you know? And it's sad, but it's going on. But I'm glad to see y'all got a lot going on out there. And I'm going to continue to support. Definitely, because if it's worthwhile, I'm gonna support it. Y'all got that
book. On that note, Mike, can you let people know where they can reach you, and, you know, how they can view your show?
Well, the show can be reached by www.damatrix. It's the Matrix, but it's spelled DA. And thank Warner Brothers for making sure that no one uses PHE. Matrix. It's TheMatrixStudios.com. That's where we at. Major Moderation, which is my newest show, is every Wednesday, 12 noon to 4 p.m., otherwise known as 12 noon, so whenever we decide to go to hell home, 4:30, quarter to 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the pros of us doing it on our own building, our own network. We call our own shots. I go off when I'm ready to go off.
Right.
But that's noon to 4 for my California peoples. It's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., so it's their morning work radio. And I do got a large California contingent that does tune in. So we're there each and every Wednesday, myself, Mike the Moderator, DWI, of course, co-founded and started CEO of the Matrix. My man DJ Mike Major, who's not on the turntable, he's sitting down at the table, so involved in intellectual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And a former host from another show we have called Mobile Radio, my man Don. Four of us and whoever else may trickle in or trickle through, whoever we may have call in. I'm good for a caller or two in my back pocket to always keep spicy. That's us. You know, each and every Wednesday, God willing, you know, we there.
And we can also catch you on Monday.
You can also catch me Monday night on a show that is total polar opposite of Major Moderation. Catch me on a show called The Truth Serum every Monday night, 10 p.m. to midnight. Myself and a gentleman by the name of Jason Ortiz from Ask Mr. Lover Man 925, which is a website. He's a relationship expert. Also a licensed anger management counselor, a gentleman that did 8 years hard time in prison and is rehabilitated, being extremely productive in the community. We do a show where we grab a topic of interest and we get into it and we pull no punches. We call it Common Man Radio because it's free of ulterior motive, it's free of political spin, it's free of subjugated agenda. It's just the truth. If you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm calling you on the table. And we touch a wide variety of topics. With this month, the month of April being Autism Awareness Month, last night we got it in on autism and why you know, minority parents or parents in the inner city are so reluctant to get their children evaluated for autism when you know that one out of every 88 children have some form of autism. Last month we honored women for International Women's Month. And even though technically the second Wednesday of March is International Women's Day, we stretched out and made it a month and honored an influential woman in the community every Monday night that we was born. From women that are productive and working to, you know, I even shouted out to some plain, simple, old-fashioned, you know, mothers that are just home taking care of their families. Like, so, you know, we you know, that's the other show you can catch me on. And extremely positive, extremely upbeat, but extremely real and honest, because if people were left to CNN and MSNBC for the news, then, you know, you think we was all running around the hood, you know, shooting each other, making babies, and not productive at all. So that's where you catch me. Both of those shows are on the Matrix, www.matrixsolutions.com.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Moderation, for calling in and sharing with us. And, you know, we're having a good time here. We got we got 28 minutes remaining on the clock, folks. You are tuned into the Adult Zone. I am LaCrush Hearts, and I do have a co-host somewhere around here.
Yes, you do. You have Black Report here, brother. We appreciate your support and your listener support, and good luck with your venture also.
Oh, thank you, brother. I really called in for you, brother, because I know you outnumbered. So I want you to know I'm here for you, brother.
Hold on, Marisha. He really is right now.
It,
right now, we have 1, 2, 3. We got 3, possibly 4 other dudes online. I just haven't brought them on yet. Well, first we got Formal Ray online, right? Formal Ray, you still with me?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Thank you, Ray.
Right, we
my
got
pleasure.
Ray. We got Chevy, baby. Chevy, you still with me?
Chevy.
Yeah.
Chevy.
Hey, Chevy, hi.
Chevy.
Yeah. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
And we have John from Columbus. Hi, John.
What's up? What's
hi,
up?
John.
Hey, baby, what's up?
did he just give us
John.
Wait, did John just give us the Mad Daddy voice? Did John just?
Yes, he did.
I think he just did.
This is Mike.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you got a dog black before, you know. You got to get the guy a break, man.
God, this is
a
mod. Mike, mod. You got them putting on
these
battery life mods.
I'm not going there.
So we have.
Yeah, because
have
every people. Time you do, man, they wind up
so
double teaming you, man.
So it's more than the women right now.
And we got Marva in the chat room. We got Alyssa in the chat room. We're good right now. So we was talking, folks, before we went on our little tangent and started fantasizing about men on the internet.
Shut up.
Which is our topic anyway.
Chris,
we
probably looking up Ryan
Jeremy. Hold on. We all can't talk at once. I'm talking. Y'all need to shut up. Okay, so we was talking about have the internet, social networking, taking place of neighborhood watering holes or water cooler chats. Do people prefer to stay on the internet than rather go outside and go to a happy hour to mingle and such of that nature? So, we finally got some men on here. If the men want to speak on it, they can do it. They can do so too. Chevy, baby, what you think?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
What do I think? I think that it's actually harder these days to find somebody on the internet. I'm speaking from somebody who's been online since 98. Yeah, 98. Thank you.
What?
Yeah, I've been online since 98, back in the days when AOL was the Facebook of times, Facebook of these times. And it's so hard to approach a chick online. For me, it's hard. these days, so I don't even post chicks. Like, I have so much females who I find attractive on Facebook that are Facebook friends that I'm thinking, scratching my head, how do I post them? Like, really, how do I post them? I think it's a lot easier to find somebody in a local watering hole than to find them online. It's so hard these days for me. I'm scratching my head. Like, how do I post them? You
know? Okay. Maude, what you think about that? What do you think about social networking and happy hour versus happy hour, so to speak?
My personal opinion is social media has managed to breed an entire third of a generation of individuals who have no idea how to verbally communicate. Dudes, I put it on dudes because I'm a dude. Dudes got no game, have no idea how to speak to a woman, have no idea how to conduct a conversation, have no idea to move around a general conversation face-to-face without typing, without, you know, emoticons and smiley faces. And it's made a whole third of a generation of dudes that got no game at all. I'm old enough to remember when social media was me meeting you at the bus stop, or me seeing you on the train. You know what I'm saying? I'm from a generation where you might have just grabbed the young lady by the hand, and be like, "Excuse me, there's no disrespect. I just want to know your name."
Young men today
can't do that. That game ain't there. If they ain't texting you, or Facebooking you, or Twittering you, or LinkedIning you, then they ain't doing nothing with you, and they game is weak.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I've got to ask this question. How old are you, brother?
Mm-hmm.
39.
It has a lot to do about age. Okay, you're on the very edge of my generation. I'm 52, okay? But, you see, Mike and I are in the same basic generation. Because you can put him in the 40s group. And we remember when you had to have a pen with you at all times, because you never know when you find that girl.
That's right.
And you had to jot
dudes don't walk
down
with pens, though, where they expect you to have them.
I know, that's right. And I do, actually. I do. I started doing that, too. I started walking around with
my pen. I have them, but I don't find them. Oh, you want my
I'm
number.
I'm trying to copy off the guys.
No, he wants my number. I'm not poking out. You get a pen.
Exactly.
Because
of women like her, we always were supposed to be prepared with a pen and something to write on.
Wait a minute, hold on, don't shoot yourself. Woman like, what does that mean, woman like her?
Well, I
oh,
mean,
shit,
you
put your foot in your mouth.
She said, I expect you to write my number down.
That's right. I am not giving you a pen. You want my number. You should have a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Then you'd be
and he said,
so it's not
women
like us.
Why I say women like her.
Women like her.
That's why he said, so that's why you have to have a pen. Because if you don't have a pen, I'm not taking you seriously. I'm not going to dig in my bag for a pen for you. And I'm not going to stand there while you stop every taxi cab you can find to get a pen.
Oh, good.
Exactly.
Running in corner stores and brown paper bagging and stuff like that. No.
Yeah, I'm out.
No.
I'm walking away. I'm not even going to go there. Well,
I'm not going to read you my number while you put it in your phone either. I think that's tacky as well. I don't like that.
Well, I'm not giving him my phone to put his number in and he walk away with it. No, don't do that. I don't know. You know what? Since it is 2012, everybody should have business cards. Formal Ray, let me get your opinion on the situation. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm going to be 38 in July, so I can relate to what these brothers are saying, you know, as far as, you know, you having to be prepared for anything that happens, the chance encounter and everything. Mm-hmm. What I've come across when I was doing online dating and even on phone dating before online dating took off was that a lot of people, and all right, now this is just my experience, so I'm not generalizing. A lot of people and it's more women that seem to desire to be caught in the illusion of who their desirable man is. So it's been my experience that when I would say who I am online,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of women get caught up in the illusion, and when they find out that all these positive attributes that I state about myself, that I am all those things or I aspire to be those things, for some reason women get scared. So it's like a lot of women, they just want to be caught up in the illusion, but when the real thing they say they desire is in their face, for some reason they do something to sabotage it or they back off. It's just been my experience. So that's why after 7 years, in 2007, I retired from online dating.
No wonder you ain't sending me. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Sorry about that. I said that out loud. Here I was thinking I was muted. Anyway, right along. So, ladies, do y'all agree with the men? Lady C, do you agree with the men? Lady C, do you agree with the men?
Not totally.
Not
they
totally.
Did she say black reporter? She said lady.
I didn't say you, see. Black reporter. Y'all, too much. What you going to say, lady?
Okay. I mean, internet, you know, a lot of people put all these facades, and like you say, if you give them the truth, and some people want certain things and they need it, and it's not really what they thought they wanted. But, like, on the internet, they look at a picture. If it's an old picture,
mm-hmm.
and they fall in love with this old picture of this guy
mm-hmm.
or this girl, and then when they see the real thing, well, wait a minute, you've aged. Well, my age is up there. Well, the picture still looks like you were 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the thing that people... it's just one of those things. They don't put the truth up, you know, and we have to, you know, you have to be careful whether it's in public, online, or on the chat. You
right.
have to be careful and have to have a sixth sense when you're dealing with the people.
You're right. And I've had horrible experiences on both ends, so I know you're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say people get caught up in the illusion, and it's like
yeah.
when instead of and it's, for some reason it's like you know you're honest, you put your honesty out there, and when you are what you say you are, as I said before, it's like for some reason you get shunned. I don't understand it. So it's like the question is, the people who are seeking mates they claim to desire, what do you truly want?
Can I make a suggestion? People can't deal with honesty.
Can you say that again?
People can't deal with honesty.
They really don't want you to keep it
100. 100?
Really? Really, lady? They want 50-51.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Jesus, darling. They want you to give more than they're giving.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
But I am going to have a segment on here where we invite somebody who runs a dating website. And she runs a dating website, and hopefully I'm going to get her to come on here before the month is over.
Is it Tasha from Black Singles?
What?
Is it Tasha from Black Singles? You should have her on here.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
That was one of my last. That was one of the last online dating sites I was on, and even though I did make some cool friends, it's just that you know I've also met some knuckleheads.
Well, I don't want no knuckleheads.
You know, for someone I've tried online dating, and I'm saying that basically. I tried it when, you know, I went to Black People Meet, and I met somebody who I'm still friends with to this day. We had a long relationship. Our relationship lasted about 3 years.
Wow.
And I met somebody from there, and it was okay. But see, the thing about it is that when you sign on to these sites, brother, do you pay for these sites, or are you just getting the free messages back and forth? Because you get what you pay for.
Well, that's
you know.
Well,
if you just sign it on and getting free messages and winking back and forth and putting little codes in a message, email me on the side away from the site, then of course you're going to meet some knuckleheads or people who don't want to pay as well. But you get what you pay for. Now, I signed up for a subscription. Therefore, I only talk to people, or people can only communicate with me who had a subscription as well. If you sent me a wink, I wasn't interested. If you sent me a smile, I didn't even respond. Those who sent me messages, I said, okay, pay and member. Those are the ones that I said, because you're going to take what you pay for, you're going to take seriously. Anybody who's just sending for a quick bag of rolling the hay is not going to pay a membership type like I had. So I got the most out of it, and I met somebody who was just as serious as I was. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going on Tagged and all these other stuff, signing up for these free profiles, and it's free the first 30 days, and you meet some knucklehead chick within the first 30 days, then, hey, you know, like I said, you get what you pay for. But if you are going to take the time to invest, then maybe you'll meet somebody worth having.
Right.
I can't knock dating sites.
You got to keep in mind, I did online dating for 7 years, so at some point, or should I say at many points, I did pay. But it's just that, you know, it's not to say every single person that I met was a knucklehead. It wasn't the case. I mean, it just, for whatever reason, it just didn't work. And it's not a fault of her or mine. It's just that I really was about, as I said, I really was about who I say I was, and you know, the truth scares certain people. That's all I can say.
Lady Pete, do you want or should I?
Black reporter.
What?
You want to so bad, go ahead. I will not steal your thunder.
Okay. Lady Pete and I originally met on Tag. We've been the closest friends ever since.
Well, we already know that dynamic, Black Reporter. You're not sounding like something we don't know. We already know how that goes. We know about the phone bone section. We know about all that. Black Reporter always want to blow something else that we already know about. Black Reporter, we know about this already.
You
just like telling the story.
But I do have a question for the gentleman on the line. Can I ask a question? And this is something that Chev did just now that I noticed he's been doing, and a lot of other men do, that kind of grates on my last nerves. Can I ask why y'all refer to women as females? Even when you're talking, I've noticed once or twice, it happened on your show as well, Mr. Bond, where somebody referred, you say females, and y'all say females. Why do you refer to women as females?
Well, let me answer this first. It's a bad habit of mine. A real bad habit, and I have to admit to that. I have to really start saying it. Ladies, more often.
Okay, because I'm hearing it a lot, and it's bothering me. I'm like,
why
female?
Is it bothering
you?
Not all females present themselves as ladies. Trust.
No, they don't, but not all men possess themselves as men, yet we call
you're
you men.
Absolutely right. Exactly. I was going to
say
that.
You're right.
I don't appreciate the term. I mean, I know we are female. Yes, we are, but so is a cat. So is a dog. They're all classified as female.
And some women
you
are bitches.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm
totally
just saying.
I'm just saying. I totally understand what I'm saying. I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I apologize for that.
My answer is quite simple. last job application I filled out had two boxes. Are you A, male, or B, female? So I checked A for male. So if that's me, that means that the only other choice for somebody I'm going to deal with is female. So I don't I respect the other brother that, you know, his stance is, you know what, he's right, he apologizes, you know, lady would be more appropriate. I'm sorry, I'm not wavering. I don't find the term female to be derogatory. I find it to be vague, but I don't find it to be derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in this time where we're trying to get people to progress away from certain things, before you get to point C, you have to go to point B.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've eliminated or done our best to eliminate the grammatical usage of every woman you come across being called a bitch, if our progression to an appropriate prefix to when we speak to you, if the midpoint is I'm calling you female, then you know what? In the terms of making progress, you got to eat that.
Yep.
No. I'm sorry. There are a lot of things out here that are female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that still does not classify us as human being, woman. You're just noting us as a female, and that we are of the female species, of the race, a female.
Mm-hmm.
But just, we could be, hell, aliens from outer space could be male or female. You're still not addressing us as a human being. Now, when you say that, if we walked around just saying males, that could be a male donkey, it could be a male horse, it could be a male dog, it could be anything. I mean, I think that you're telling me so, the fact that we're not calling you bitches, we should be happy about that and accept female? Is that what you're telling me?
I would hope that since we take other things into consideration, henceforth, if I'm talking about I was at the bus stop and I came across a very beautiful female that I began to converse, I would hope someone would accept common sense and say, well, I know he wasn't standing there talking to a female squirrel. had to be a homo sapien. I would hope that. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, I think
that
this is getting more complicated than it needs to be. Let's make
facts
here.
Oh, so we're women by default.
Oh.
You're women by default.
That seems
like
what you're saying. You're telling me, you're saying that if I mention that I meet a female at the bus stop, then they're going to deduce that it's not a squirrel. Also, they're going to guess it's a female by default.
Mm-hmm.
So we're women by default.
Well,
I have one question. Do you think that lady is a term that you are given or a term that you have to earn?
Ooh.
What's wrong with just calling us women? That's what I want to know.
Good point.
No one's asking
you
to address like a queen, princess, madame. Just what's wrong with women?
Okay.
Like we say, this woman I met at the bus stop. You don't even have to call us lady. Just please address us as women.
I can guarantee you. I'm not using the lady term until I get to know a little bit about you, because it ain't applicable to everybody.
I said woman. I did not say lady. I said woman.
So
may I ask, what should we refer to you as until you prove yourself to be gentlemen? What should we address you as?
Horse.
Stallion.
Not in the least.
Stallion. Yes. Yes, I was just about to say that.
Not in the least.
Yeah. Stallion. Renaissance. Renaissance. Yes, you call me Renaissance. Refer to me. It's Renaissance. Yeah.
You're a male.
See, I can roll with that. I can roll with that. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
We have 6 minutes before the end of the show, folks. Crush, are you going full time or what?
This is the thing. Men, the words that we have for to describe men are not as harsh or many as they have for women. So, you know, y'all need to remember that this is why
she feels a certain way about, you know, something that may not be as important to y'all, but it is important to us. On that note, somebody got a bad loud background. On that note, we are coming down to the last 5 minutes of our show. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. We need to continue this conversation. We may do so. Black Reporter, what are we doing on Thursday? Oh, wait, it's not your night. It's my night. Thursday
is your
night. No men allowed until 10 p.m. The first hour is all ladies. We're having a birthday party for Lady C. She's going to be 25 again. And we are going to be talking about interracial dating and sex. And everything else between underneath the sun.
Very interesting.
Right. We're gonna definitely hit on those topics. And next Tuesday is a brand new segment that we call True Crime. When we take a news article out of the headlines and we dissect it and give our opinions on it and fill you in on it. We do all that good of stuff, rhyme and reason. Black Reporter. Monday is Brick's House. What you got for us on Monday, Brick?
Monday, we will be discussing and dissecting Good Times, the TV show, as a part of our social issue show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be saying dissecting the Willie Lynch letter, and we're going to see if basically Florida kept her family in the project all those years, and if they could have got the hell out of the project a long time ago if it wasn't for Florida Evans. So we're going to talk about that and see, did the Evans family hold themselves back from getting out of the project, or did they do the right thing all those years by, you know, following the man and all this other stuff, blah, 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 blah. So we're going to get into the social aspects of Good Times. We're going to dissect these characters, you know, talk about the coonery, the buffoonery, you know, and all the other nonsense that went on behind the scenes. But we're just going to dissect Good Times and see how it relates to our everyday life here. And you know how we live today here in the present.
I was getting ready to say I thought I passed sociology 201.
So you failed. You need to do it again.
Repeat. I hope all the gentlemen and the ladies that's on our phone today and our chat room today will be coming out to our shows in the coming weeks.
Crush, one tip. That question that we have coming up for Thursday, that has made an appearance in the presidential campaign. Because somebody had the nerve to ask that question to, what's the leader's name? Not Santorum, the other one. Huh? Romney. Mitt Romney. Somebody had the nerve to ask Mitt Romney whether interracial marriage would be a sin or not.
Black Reporter, we appreciate that.
Yes, we appreciate that, Black Reporter. We could have held on to that. We are down to the last minute of the show. Black Reporter, do you have any last comments?
What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for everything. If you didn't hear everything we said, now you heard everything we said. I go run for that. On your face, put a big smile, and we'll see you in a little while. Until we meet again, you are in, and we are out.
Not yet. We're not out yet. Because I have a question, Black Reporter.
Okay.
We've been doing this show for over 2 years. Okay. We've been on this show. You've been on this particular show with me, riding with me for over 2 years. And yet, you still haven't got that down pat yet. Why is that, Black Reporter?
I still haven't got what?
You still haven't gotten that outro down pat yet. Why is that?
Sometimes the brain is not in full gear. Tired.
You're tired? You're going to blame it on the health? All right. You get that. All right, folks, I'll see y'all on Tuesday. I appreciate you, Mod, for tuning in. Chevy Baby, Formal Ray, 803, Brick, Lady.
See you on Thursday.
John, you'll hear us on Thursday, Black Reporter. Ladies Night, we're going to act a fool. So, you know, you may want to tune into that. Marva in the chat room, it's a pleasure. And everybody, enjoy your Wednesday. Wednesday, I will be tuned in, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., thematrixstudios.com. All right? On that note, good night.
Good night, all.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye